Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Courtney Thomas with your local news briefing. A plan to cap coal prices to help bring down power bills is set to spark a debate at National Cabinet this week. The federal government's proposed state governments impose a cap on coal prices as a bid to bring down wholesale energy costs. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Queensland is Australia's energy powerhouse and there needs to be adequate compensation.
As I said in the Parliament last week, and I've stuck to my guns in relation to this, we would have to be very, very convinced that no Queenslander would be worse off.
Meanwhile, the state government's partnering with global pharmaceutical group Sanofi, UQ and Griffith University to deliver a $280 million science hub in Brisbane. It means mRNA vaccines will be developed in Queensland. In other news, police are seeking witnesses and dashcam vision following a Deception Bay crash which claimed the life of a Gympie man. On Saturday night, a sedan and four-wheel drive collided at Deception Bay and Webster Road intersection. The front passenger of the sedan, a 24-year-old Gympie man, was transported to a Brisbane hospital with critical injuries and later passed away. Titling lodgement services will end at more resources department offices across the Sunshine State from December 16. Impacted centres include the Gold Coast, Ipswich, Townsville, Nambour, Cairns and Bundaberg. It's prompted the state opposition to again accuse Treasurer Cameron Dick of breaking a key pledge. A Fraser Coast hotel is offering up a $25,000 reward for information after it was allegedly broken into twice. Torben Lee's Miners Arms Hotel says bottles of alcohol were stolen on two occasions on November 16 and 28. And it's the daily stories that matter in under 20 minutes. Search the Briefing podcast on Listener. Download the app now and listen for free.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.